Mengele and Nazi doctors during the Third Reich, children's experiments and the racial utopia for opportunity and careerism. Written by Joshua Itzkowitz. Narrated by Jack Stonemason. The Third Reich and the Nazi doctors. Numerous doctors in Germany were persuaded that they were the picked individuals to make a solid, racially unadulterated Volkskörper, an assemblage of individuals, and, like this, building up a perfect racial world. As dependable allies of National Socialism, they invited the establishing of the Third Reich. After Hitler consented to control, German doctors joined the SS specifically. During the 12 years of the Nazi period, 7% of German specialists became individuals from the SS. The regular participation of the populace was just 0.6%. Besides, specialists were likewise overrepresented as a calling, with instructors comprising not precisely a large portion of a percent, and performers just 3%. Just legal advisors had a more extensive offer in the SS than specialists. Antiquarian Michael Cater clarifies the massive portion of specialists in the SS by how Himmler mainly selected social and expert elites as legal advisors and specialists. The SS offered them proficient and financial security and wanted acknowledgement. The specialists understood that the SS offered them boundless authority over life in passing, which would deserve more admiration for their calling in themselves. The average pay of German specialists significantly expanded after 1933, in any event surpassing the payment of legal advisors. The Nazi specialists of the human investigations likewise joined the SS in huge numbers. German specialists were more hesitant to join the NSDAP than the SS. Before 1933, just 7% of all German specialists joined the NSDAP, Nazi Gathering. They entered the community when it appeared to be lucky to do so in 1933, especially in 1937. In 1933, doctors comprised very nearly a fourth of all scholarly experts in the NSDAP. Most specialists joined the NSDAP in 1937, with an enrollment pace of 43% of the unlimited calling. German doctors shifted back and forth during the main long periods of the Nazi time, uncertain about the impacts of the new system on their calling. By 1937, the Third Reich had won their trust for a few reasons. The NSDAP had tackled the monetary emergency and had redesigned the clinical calling. In addition, the system had settled the Jewish inquiry in the clinical area. Jews were overrepresented as doctors during the Weimar Republic. The Volkische Beobachter, official paper of the Nazi Party, expressed on 23rd March 1933. There is, presumably, no work that is so significant for the significance and eventual fate of the country as the clinical one. But nobody is, however Jewish as he seems to be, this pitifully and unfamiliar issue, thinking, has been brought into it. Jewish teachers overwhelm the seats of medication, desold their recuperating artistry, and have, with a great many ages of youthful specialists, absorbed unthinking soul. Jewish partners headed the professional affiliations and clinical affiliations. They misrepresented and subverted the clinical idea of honor, local morals, and ethics. The Nazi system took measures to tackle the Jewish issue in the clinical calling. In the mid-year of 1933, 235 researchers and specialists were terminated at German colleges for being non-Aryan or Marxists, many of whom were Jews. In 1934, the system forced limitations on the clinical calling, barring Jews from their positions. They could barely rehearse as family specialists any longer and were terminated all at once at emergency clinics and colleges. The avoidance of Jews set out open-work doors for German doctors. The Nazi specialists all had their motivations to join the NSDAP and the SS. Notwithstanding, philosophical help and careerism are the main reasons.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?